Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Do you know, let me tell you something, none of you blokes will be old enough to remember, but I'm being fair dinkum here.
Yeah.
1977 and 78, they had the league-a-thon at the SCG. Well. Three games Saturday, three games Sunday. Tweet us at Triple M underscore NRL if you remember the league-a-thon. Here are the Sharkies coming out on the field, and here is Wendell Saylor to read out that side for Mongrel Boots.
Yeah, what a side here. At the back, you've got Josh Dugan, Becky on the wings with Aaron Gray, Cherry and Morris in the centres, young Kyle Flanagan, Chad Townsend, the halves. And what a front row. Andrew Fifita, Braley, Pryor. Nakora has been a sensation this year. Catewell, that man, Paul Gallen, Braley, Bakuya, Williams, and Braden Ueli.
And that's all thanks to Mongrel Boots. The Sharkies are on the field. Quite a warm reception they got too from the crowd. Plenty of Sharkies flags flying high. First NRL game at Suncorp Stadium for young Kyle Flanagan. We wish him all the best. And now the Gold Coast Titans with Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, Michael Gordon at the back. Anthony Don, Tyrone Peachy, Brian Kelly and Dale Copley on the other wing. Brimson and Taylor are the halves. Now up front, Wallace, Boyd and Rain. The back row, Proctor, Captain, Cartwright and Arrow. On the bench, Arthurs with an A. Futuaka, now Hipgrave is out and Whitbread comes in. And Max King.
All right, we're at and ready to kick off Magic Round. And already getting tweets and emails from people who do remember the old Rugby League-a-thon at the SCG back in the 70s.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. South played the Bulldogs. West played Balmain. I can't remember the other games. But
who
I know. Oh, mate, I know South didn't win either time.
Oh, really?
And then they knocked it on the head.
Mate, you and Sterlo, we'll pick that up on the Saturday.
We will. Sterlo will know about it. Sterlo will know about it. Anyway, we're about to get underway. We've got Ben Dobbin on the sideline. We've got our expert commentators on hand. Wendell and Ryan, and they're here thanks to our friend that Bobcat. So go and see Bobcat. Put a machine to the test with the newly expanded Bobcat R-Series compact excavator range. Available in all club colours. Well, I don't know about that, but certainly available in some nice colours.
Hey, here's a stat for you. Paul Gallen has only won once at Suncorp Stadium out of nine games.
That's amazing. Is that fair dinkum?
It's fair dinkum, mate.
All right.
Has he only played nine games there?
Yeah.
His whole career?
Yep.
How are we going, Dave?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I got that set off Dave Middleton.
Well, if you got it off Middo, it's true. About to get underway. Lots of smoke settling in on the ground here. And as Dobbo said, probably a crowd in the vicinity of 18 to 20,000 to kick off Magic Round. We'll be right across it as Triple M rocks the NRL. And
come on, Ash Taylor, give us a bit of razzle dazzle tonight, buddy.
And the
pyrotechnics.
Pyrotechnics guys causing some grief.
We've got to have pyrotechnics. It's Magic Round.
Well, now we've already.
When the smoke clears, something might appear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Now, the pyrotechnics guy's got all his stuff on the trolley.
He had a bit of attitude, didn't he, down there?
He still had some bungers to let off. Some bungers and some...
A couple of throwdowns.
And some... Maybe he was going to put a sparkler in his bum and do a cartwheel. That would... I hope they didn't stop him doing that. Anyway, we're about to get underway. And the referee says, let's do it. Sharkies kick off. It's a big high one too. Pulls up just in the in-goal area. Oh, you're not going to believe it. They have knocked it on off the kickoff. Brimson passed it to Wallace. It ricocheted off his chest at 100 miles an hour. And the Titans have made one mistake in 20 seconds of footy.
Yeah, look, it was never on the pass there. It came down. Brimson wasn't under it and then just popped it up. And just poor communication there between Wallace. The last thing he needs to be doing is focusing on where the football's being passed to him. He just needs to make sure that it comes to his chest and he's looking at the line, and just a really poor start for the Titans.
This is a story for the Titans. They just make these mistakes all the time and they can't get any consistency in their game.
There's a dropout and it's gone right to the halfway line.
Wasn't such a magic start, the Magic Round, was it?
And Flanagan gives it to Pryor. And now we're underway. 1 minute's gone. Titans Sharks are nil all. Getting in a dummy half is Braley. He gets a pass left side to Fifita. Fifita gets stopped by Wallace. And he'll play it 20 metres out from the Titans line. That's tackle two. Braley at dummy half. Back toward the centre now. Flanagan. Flanagan, Townsend. Townsend, Dugan. Dugan gets the pass. Then on to Cherry. He's almost over the line, but they hold him up.
Bronson.
What a start on the Sharkies.
Yeah, well, look, our man Ryan Girdler, he called it. He said this kid was going to be on fire tonight. Nice positive start from him.
Played back to Gray. Gray goes to the centre and gets the pass to Nikora. Then it goes out to Gallen. And the veteran's going to play it now about 8 metres out from the Titans line. 90 seconds gone. Sharks, Titans and nil all as Triple M rocks the footy. Brayley, we go left. No, he goes Pryor straight up the middle. Pryor turns to pass. Taken by Wallace. Almost gets out of the tackle. And then Arrow's there to pull him down 2 metres out from the Titans line, last tackle. Brayley goes right side. Flanagan, will he kick? No. He gets it away to Cherry. Oh. Cherry went to give it to Gray. The ball's gone loose, but I think we've got a penalty.
Oh, geez.
Tyrone Peachy offside.
Jeez.
Sharks penalty.
You can't afford to give those penalties. Fifth and last play. They had him covered there. And to be offside, yep. Oh, that's just lazy.
Yeah, it's a really poor play there by Tyrone Peachy. Just got way up inside his inside man in Brimson. Shut down the play. But on the last tackle, that's inexcusable. Need to defend their error now.
All right, so it's been 100% possession for the Sharks. 2 minutes and 22 gone, and they have the ball about 8 metres out from the Gold Coast Titans line. Gallen gets up and plays it back, and Brayley is there. He goes left, gets it away to Flanagan, then it goes to Townsend. Townsend can't get rid of the Ash Taylor tackle, and Proctor finishes him off. 10 out from the Titans line on tackle three. Now Brayley, now for Feeder, 8 metres out. Pops one back now to Townsend, who then gets a pass away to Capewell. Oh, 7 metres out. I tell you what, though, the online defence has been good from the Titans. Played back to Brayley again. And then Townsend, he holds it up, gets it away to Flanagan. Then it goes out to Nikora, who's going to play at 11 metres out from the Titans line. They might get another penalty. And again, Tyrone Peachy's your man.
Well, Tyrone Peachy, mate, this is so selfish from him at the start. You have to be disciplined. Back-to-back mistakes here, or penalties.
Flanagan steps in here, Wendell, and they're going to take the two, which is a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, you keep the pressure on here. The Titans on the back foot.
Oh, no, Brayley steps up. They've taken the quick tap, and Gallen takes the ball forward.
And he'll play it about 5 metres out from the Titans line. We approach 3.5 minutes, nil all, Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Triple M rock in the footy. Brayley goes left. And now Flanagan, a little pass to Fifita, back to Flanagan, back to the centre we come. Now out right side is Flanagan. And now Nikora goes up the middle. But again, Arrow's got him, and so too Cartwright. So I tell you what, the defence has been good from the Gold Coast side, although they put themselves under immense pressure. Brayley to Pryor. Pryor is taken by Rain, about 3 metres out from the Titans line. And again we go left, though. Brayley goes on his own, burrows down, and gets it right on the line. We're going upstairs, but I think this will be a try, Ryan Girdler.
I've got a try. Can we just confirm that he actually maintains possession all the way to the line?
Yeah, the question is whether or not he gets the football to the line. He certainly gets the football down and just drops the ball. There's a little bubble there, so well done by the referee there to send it upstairs because it looked like a try. But just as Brayley's about to jam it down for the Sharks' first try, he loses the grip, and that'll be a lost ball.
Jaden Brayley loses possession of the ball and fails to regain it before it touches the ground. We have a decision.
And finally, after 4.5 minutes, the Titans will get the football for the first time tonight.
Unbelievable.
Tyrone Peachy will breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, it was really good defence, though, Wendell, on the back of that, wasn't it? Some ill discipline, as you spoke about, and an error off the kickoff, but they defended three or four sets on their own line, and they'll take a fair bit of confidence out of that.
100% they will, especially against the Sharks, who you know is a tough side. They're going to go through the middle. They're not going to go lateral straight up or around you. They're going to go through your middle and eight defenders.
Ream Hot Water and McDonald's bring you rugby league right across the Triple M network, and we are talking Magic Round. And Wallace plays it back. It goes out now for Kelly to have a run. In fact, Brian Kelly's 9 metres his own side of halfway, gets up and plays it back out of dummy half now to Mitch Rain, and Rain's going to play it just inside the Sharks end of the field as he gets up and plays it back now to Gordon, who gets it away to, here he is, the lab experiment, Shannon Boyd, inside Sharks territory by 10 metres as he plays it back. Now they go to the wall, the centre there, from Brimson to get it away to Ash Taylor, then Gordon, now Kelly has it. Kelly can't get rid of Morris, who almost ragdolls him over the sideline, but he'll play it about half a metre in, back to Tony Don, then Taylor. Taylor gets it away then on to Kev Proctor. Proctor tries to wrestle free of Gallen, but they've gone from one end to the other here, the Titans. Last tackle. Rain, Taylor, kicks, picked up by Townsend too easily, and then passed away to Brayley. So it's the Sharks in possession again, five gone, Beaumont Tiles scoreboard, nil all. Townsend, and then Sasaya Fecky is 15 metres out from his own line.
There's a real urgency about the Titans tonight. They've started the game, even though it's been on the back of some errors and ill discipline. Their line speed's really good, and when they had the football then, they looked to move the ball to the edges and look pretty sharp.
I'm with you, Goons. This is really good energy, but they've got to watch these offloads here. The feeder gets it away.
All right, they're going to play at about 15, their own side of the halfway line. Flanagan will play it back to Brayley. Then it goes out to Townsend. Somebody just...
Yeah, for Peter in the background. Yeah.
Okay, then this is Gallen. And Gallen's going to play it on the last tackle. Just his own side of halfway. 6 minutes gone. Brayley back now. Townsend kicks it from outside the 40. Touches a Gold Coast player. Tony Don's got it. 30 out from his own line. Here goes Anthony Don. He's going to play it 30 metres out. And in a dummy half goes Gordon. I like that this Titans outfit, like the royal blue.
It's a lot better than the white.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, the white is.
I like the blue. And now they'll get up and play it back again. Rain goes out there. And I thought that pass looked like it went forward. Jai Arrow, we've got an injured player there. We might go down to you on the sideline, Dobbo. I think Andrew Fafita's injured.
Go four.
Good on you, Dobbo.
Cramping 6 minutes.
I'm not sure. Oh, a quick tap there by Peachy on the back of a penalty to the Titans, and they're on the 20-metre line.
And they'll get up. They play it back now. Rain goes to Taylor. Taylor goes to Shannon Boyd. Here they are, the Titans. Seven gone, nil all. Tackle two right in front of the sticks and 11 metres out. Now, Arrow goes to Taylor. Goes to Cartwright. He reaches out. He must score. He does. He gets it down, and we're going upstairs.
I'm going to start no try, Dave.
They're going to have a look at...
Okay, I'm at tackle three.
Lead runner?
Yeah. I've got a no try. Please confirm instruction on Braden Ueli.
And the thing is, Ueli's just come on for Fafita, and I don't think he could have had any impact in the play, but he was taken out there by Wallace, which Wallace is the lead runner. He digs into the line. Now, whether they deem Ueli and Wallace's collision enough to stop Ueli, even though
it does
Cartwright is on the outside of the player outside him, which is Nakore, and does a good job to get out of the top room and score the try.
Jared Wallace makes contact with Braden Ueli and denies his chance to defend in the play. Have a decision.
Yeah, I'm happy with that call.
So this will be obstruction. This will be Gold Coast Titans.
By the book, I think that's fair and reasonable.
Yeah.
But, you know, from a referee to show some discretion there, I just think that should have been play on.
Dave, hold him up.
But good signs for the Titans.
Yeah, but also for Cartwright. That's how I want Bryce Cartwright coming onto the ball. Just show some courage. Just go direct. This is why he was in New South Wales squad a few years back in the 19.
That's just a poor read there by young Flanagan. He gets on the outside there of Cartwright and allows a big man then to get one-on-one with his inside defender, and he's just too powerful.
Seven and a half gone, nil all on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Now the Sharks up toward halfway, and Pryor will take the tackle, does well to hang on to the ball there. Brayley gets in a dummy half.
Another injury to the Sharks here.
Yeah, Pryor, looks like a shoulder.
Looks like a burner or something.
And now Ueli will play it about 5 metres inside the Gold Coast Titans end of the field on tackle four. As he gets up and plays it back, it comes across to Townsend. Here's Gal. Gets rid of one. One slips down, and he goes straight over the top of him like he's a speed ump.
Yeah, Mitch Rain.
And he gets up and plays it back there. A little bit of push and shove from Shannon Boyd and Paul Gallen. I'd like to see those two have a crack at it.
Now he's down.
Now, Boyd's got a bleeding blood from the head. Brayley, Townsend, Morris. Morris will do well to stay in the field of play. Hold him up and throw him out. Well, they have got some urgency about them tonight, the Titans.
Yeah, well, look, Gert said it earlier. Ron, you can just tell their energy's up here. Mate, they love the magic round. They're showing their fans that they want to show what they can do tonight. And the Sharks, you've got to be aggressive with the Sharks. Otherwise, you know, they'll go around you all night and go through you.
All right, let's go down to the sideline. Dobbo's got an update on Andrew Fafita.
Remember, he had that hamstring injury a few weeks back, and his first four or five hit-ups against the Panthers, he offloaded it like four times.
Now, I don't know what happened there between Shannon Boyd and Paul Gallen, but it was the two big fellas, the two big bulls pushing and shoving.
Yeah, I think Gal's just getting a bit grumpy in his old age.
And so...
And then Shannon Boyd, did he kick in the head there accidentally?
That's what I thought might have happened.
Yeah.
But he's okay. Shannon Boyd's okay. Kev Proctor's going to play it. 8.5 gone. Titans Sharks nil all. Now Ash Taylor gets it away to colourful Gold Coast identity Tony Don, who's going to play it 15 metres out and 15 in from touch. Now it's Wallace. Second tackle, about 20 out. Rain goes across to Arrow. Arrow gets out of the Ueli tackle, but Nakora's got him, and he gets up and plays it back again. Now they go to Shannon Boyd.
Better.
Shannon Boyd straight into them, and Capel, one-on-one steal. Capel gets the ball off him.
Was it one-on-one?
I'm sure it was one-on-one. Unless the invisible man was in there, Del.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to...
Peter Brady.
Yeah, now they get a penalty, and this is where the Titans, after what's been a really resilient start, need to make sure they get their bodies in front here. The Sharks coming hard and with a little bit of momentum.
Ueli has it. Was that the invisible man's name?
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
I think so.
Blade back now to...
Was that Spider-Man?
Brayley, I think it was Spider-Man. No. Oh, that's Peter Parker.
Ah, yeah.
Now Brayley again goes across to Flanagan. Flanagan floats one out now to Young Cherry, who gets out of a tackle.
Proper.
Oh, he's a good player, Bronson Cherry. 12 metres out from the Titans line, and he'll get up and play it back. Nakora, Flanagan, Flanagan, Brayley, Brayley, Pryor. As 10 metres out from the Titans line. When I say Brayley, of course, it's the starting Brayley, Jaden Brayley. Left side, Townsend. He gets it to Capel. Capel gets a pass out to Morris. And Morris scores a beautiful Cronulla Sharks try. Oh, that looked nice. And the Sharks get the first try. 10 minutes into the game to lead 4-0. Oh, there's again.
Okay, tackle four.
I think it's a try.
Have a try. Please confirm there's no obstruction in the lead up.
Well, Josh Morris, really nice move down the left-hand side there. And I think it was Capewell. He gets a little right arm fend in there. He throws it at Josh Morris. There's no problems there.
Confirm that there's no obstruction.
Yeah. I think they're looking at Fecky there to see if he... Yeah.
Fecky was
on Josh Morris. Yeah. Grounds a ball. That's fine. Have a decision.
So the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard and the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard ticks over for the first time with the Sharks leading the Titans 4-0. Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, it was a great little play there by Townsend on that left side. Sort of started running towards the sideline. You thought he was going to run his supports out of room, and then Capel ran the same angle with him. I think he got their man of the match last week against that's Melbourne Storm side. He came up with the strip there on Boyd and then runs a lovely line here just on the outside of Taylor. And look at the experience there from Morris. Fecky pushed up and was actually in front of Capel and couldn't get the football, but Morris just delayed his run just a little bit, which allowed him some time to get the football and score in the corner there, just outrun Proctor. Great little set piece by the Sharkies, and you just got the feeling, Dell, that they needed to come away with some points after they've had a lot of the football down that end to start the game.
Yeah, 100% they did. But like, the Titans are their own worst enemies. They did all the tough stuff, as you said, and then the one-on-one strip puts them under pressure.
Capewell's, he's a Brisbane boy too. Maybe his nana's in the crowd.
Yeah.
A beautiful bit of play there from Capewell.
Strong boy, very skillful. We know he can play centre in the back row.
Now 45% for Kyle Flanagan, 4 from 5 last week. Reports in the paper, of course, linking Flanagan Senior with the Leeds Rhinos.
Yeah, I see that after David Ferner got shown the door.
After 14 rounds.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they've only had 4 wins, I think.
Here is Flanagan now from the sideline. Moves in and he strikes it okay, but it's waved away. No conversion. Beaumont Tiles scoreboard, Sharks 4, Titans 0 as Triple M rocks the footy.
Celebrating the big game? Make a visit to Paddy's Markets, Haymarket or Flemington for all your fresh food needs. Fresh fruits and vegetables, seafood, meats, poultry, nuts, deli goods and more. With over 1,500 stands in 2 huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
It's funny how it turns. I was watching young Brayley, Campbell Graham, my young bloke, Lachlan Lamb. They were all playing for New South Wales Catholic Schoolboys a few years back.
Yep.
It's funny how they're all, like, most of them are playing first grade in the first grade squad now.
Time goes. Yeah. Time goes.
And young Flanagan, he was on the bench. So he was the reserve, and they won the championship.
4-0 Sharks lead the Titans. Down on the sideline is Ben Dobbin. Good on you, Dobbo. Good stuff. And here's Ueli now. He'll play at just his own side of halfway. Brayley and Gallen. Gallen goes up the middle. He's taken by Cartwright and so to Rain involved in the tackle. And now they go left side from Brayley to Townsend and Townsend then to Capel. The Charleville boy from 4VL Charleville. You'll be heard regularly up there, Dobbo, wouldn't you? I'll come back to you shortly. Brayley comes down now to Townsend to put the kick up. And the kick's going to come down and Flash Gordon takes it beautifully. And he's going to play it about 15 metres out from the Titans' line. The Titans trail 4-0 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Then they play the ball. It goes across now to Copley to get his first touch. Copley's still going. And he links up with Peachy. And the Peach comes back in field. He's grown a mo, Peach. He put me off before. Yeah. I thought he was someone else. Maybe he bought it from the Magic Store for Magic Round.
He might have thought it was like Retro Round or something.
Yeah,
no?
Maybe he did. Adult movie round by the looks of it. Played back now to Rain, who goes across now to... is that the 15s on the field now for Tuaka? That's not for Tuaka. That's actually Arrow. There's for Tuaka now, who cuts it inside to Sharks End. Then offloads a little pass away. They come out left side, but Brimson's going to take the tackle.
Yeah, they're a little hard to mix up, for Tuaka and Arrow.
Yeah, well,
did a good job.
I was looking at the numbers. The numbers at me. There's a kick from Taylor. It comes down. Aaron Gray, welcome back to first grade.
Oh.
And Cartwright hit him.
Arrow.
Mate, Cartwright's on tonight. This is what I want to see from Carty.
Now the ball comes across now to Dugan, and Dugan's going to take the tackle of Fortuaga. Of course, Cartwright made history when he went to the opposition car dealer to buy the Range Rover.
That's right.
Up there on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, not the Frizzells, yeah.
Yeah, here's Cartwright. He'll play at 20 metres his own side of the halfway line. Back to Brayley. Brayley goes to Fecky. Fecky brings up toward the halfway. Imagine the guy in the other car yard. Yeah, no worries, mate. We'll sort you out. Now they go short again, Brayley. Then he comes open. Pull down on the halfway line. And still Sharks 4-0, tackle 5. Gallen goes left. And a kick from Townsend. Gee, it's a big high kick. Gordon gets under it and takes it 10 out from his own line. Then starts to charge back. Gets past Flanagan and trips over 20 metres out from his own line.
Michael Gordon, he's just such a competitor. He just seems to make half breaks all the time. Safe as.
So now Mitch Rain's in there, a dummy half. And now Cartwright again. Takes some stopping, but Nakora is the man. 15 minutes gone in this game. Triple M rocking the footy with Wendell and Ryan Girdler and Dobbo on the sideline. And Fortuaga charges forward with it, and he'll play at just his own side of halfway on tackle 4. Rain, then Wallace into Pryor, and so to Capel. And Dobbo says the kid from Charleville's a smoky from Origin.
Yes.
Rain again, last tackle. Taylor's kick. Falcons off someone's head, and then comes down. Oh. Taken by Gallen. Gallen, he chased the charge down through and took it on the full.
Oh, and then he knocks it on.
No.
Okay, he did. He knocked it on, Gal. He's knocked
but
that
still,
on.
Mate, what about he come flying through there? He's like a midfielder.
What about that? Let's see that on the Coach Hill replay.
You know what it was, Maroon?
What?
It was magic.
It was off his chest.
Was it off his chest or his head?
Yeah, I think it was off his... Well, look at the replay.
It was a magic take.
Great take.
As he was falling to the ground there, Gordon comes in and the football just hits the deck first and dislodged it. But otherwise, what a play there by the...
I was just going to give that my skill certified moment of skill, but I'm going to give it the skill certified moment of unskill because he caught it and then he knocked it on. So that's a skill moment of unskill.
Titans very lucky there. They were good build position there.
Skillcertified.com.au. Here's the Peach. And the moustache comes off at half time, I think. He'll play it on the halfway line back to Rain. Rain to Fortuaga. Fortuaga runs into Pryor and so too Gallen, and Gallen pulls him down just in Sharks' end. Rain again, goes across to Brimson. Brimson to Arrow. Arrow to Taylor. Taylor got a forward pass to Kelly. Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, mate.
Referee says that's fine. They'll play it 15 metres out. Now Taylor will go to Arrow. But we'll have a committee meeting after every try. But throw as many forward passes as you like. Rain, Brimson, Wallace. He's only five out from the Sharks line. Sharks 4, Titans 0. On the Beaumont Tile scoreboard, 17 gone. Last tackle, Rain kicks in. Dugan drops it. And it's been a knock on there, Josh Dugan. So we are going to have the Sharks give the ball back at the Titans.
It was a really good set there by the Titans.
They come off the back fence, didn't they?
Got a little bit expansive coming out of their own in. A nice play on that right-hand side. And they built up a really good combination last week, Proctor and Young Taylor.
Yep.
And then on the last play, it was a
Nice little kick there from Rain, and Dugan just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but I like young Porto Aker. Like, just really good footwork for a big man. They need more of that. Running to the space and then pushing up on the inside and outside there. That's where guys like Gordon can cash in.
Stacked to the right side here, the Gold Coast Titans. And Brimson getting ready to feed this scrum. So then he goes out to Taylor. And then Proctor straight back up the middle. And 5 metres out from the Sharkies line on tackle one. They need it. Out of dummy half. It goes across to Arrow. Arrow's taken by Dugan. But he's still standing, Big Jai. Now they push him back. And he'll play it about 5 metres out from the Sharks line. That's tackle two. A dummy half is Rain. Now Taylor down the left side. Oh, he threw it the worst pass you've ever seen. Picked up by Copley. And Copley's going to dive over in the corner. Well, out of absolutely nothing, he had to scoop up a terrible, terrible pass now.
He did. But you know what? The bounce pass again. The bounce pass. People stop and watch. But it bounced perfectly.
Can we confirm on the pickup from Dale Copley that it doesn't touch a shark on the way through?
No problems there. The pass wasn't great from inside. He just didn't know who he wanted to throw it to.
Let's have a look here. If it comes off...
It could have come off Copley into Gray.
Yeah, I think he's sort of... He's got control here, Copley, and he's drawing that
Dale
into
Copley
his own chest.
Possession before touching anybody.
I think that's play on.
I agree. It's a try time.
That'll be a try there, the Titans. Yeah. And again, yeah, you're right. On the back of what was a pretty poor pass... Have to have a look at the code side replay there to see what happened defensively there to Cherry and Flanagan, who seemed to just rush in there and leave Gray out there on his own. And as the ball hit the deck, he got a favourable bounce. Copley had a fair bit of work to do there. Had to sort of scoop it up in one hand and then take the contact of Gray at the same time, which he spun out of and scores the Gold Coast first. And they're right back in the game.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, Dale Copley levels us up on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. Here it is on the Coates High replay for you, Dell.
Yeah, well, Ash Taylor, he throws a pass out the back, hits to the ground. Gray goes for it, bounces twice, but then it bounces up for that man Copley. Mate, as a winger, that's a nice bounce. You want that.
Young Cherry here just coming in on Flanagan's man. Just got caught sitting on his heels and then had to make a late decision and made the wrong one, and that just opened up the space. So Taylor didn't have to hit the man. He just threw the ball to space and there was no one there. And as you just said, Del, he got the good bounce there, Copley, and things are happening tonight for the Gold Coast with the football.
66% says the kick predictor for Gordon. He's about 8 metres in from touch and 21 back.
I think that's a nice reward for them, Gertz, because you were saying it before. They were playing that expansive style, mate. They're running really aggressive, so they cashed in there. But it's just about keeping that intensity up now.
So this could put them in the lead on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard for the first time in the game. 19 gone, a try apiece. And I tell you what, it'll be magic. It'll be magic if somebody goes over for a try and he doesn't send it upstairs tonight. That'll be enough magic for me. There he comes now. Gordon moves in and hits it sweetly, and over she goes. Referees tonight, by the way, are Atkins and Munro. It's 6-4. The Titans lead the Sharks as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to the all-new Mitsubishi Triton, engineered to deliver power, performance, five-star safety, towing, and the latest technology. This is one tough ute that nothing can frighten. See a Mitsubishi dealer today.
At Triple M underscore NRL, got lots and lots of people telling us they do remember the Rugby League-a-thon in 1977-78. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go down to the sideline. Dobbo, you said... Capel is from Charleville. Aren't you you're a radio star in Charleville, aren't you? Are you still doing that rural show?
Was that Matt Pryor walking up the tunnel then, Dobbo?
All right, and we're listening to you on the Resonate Network in Charleville. Go. Did you want to say something, Gertz?
No, I just said it.
Oh, okay. Here's for Tuaka, who'll play 15 metres inside the Sharks' end. Titans 6, Sharks 4. And we'll get up, get a penalty here.
Last play.
Titans get a penalty.
Really good set assists coming out of their own end on the back of points and some momentum, starting to win the battle in the middle third. And obviously, with Fifita now and Pryor off the field, it's the Sharks' little men that have been doing a good job in the last couple of weeks. It's Bukuya comes on and Williams, and those guys are going to have to take up the slack and raise the energy a little bit and try and make sure that the Sharks don't continue to lose this battle in the middle.
This Jack Williams is some sort of tearaway. I don't mind him. He plays really up-tempo.
So they've taken the tap, yep, and the ball is with Wallace. And there's 21 minutes gone in this game. Triple M rocking the footy. Rain. Taylor is 25 out. Brimson now. Brimson gets it on to Gordon, who tried to tap it onto Copley, but it just didn't tap right. It went a little bit forward and went right over the sideline. And so just a simple, simple error. And the Sharkies get the ball back. Triple M underscore NRL. Stu Harrigan says, this is magic round. Perfect chance to wear the Roosters cheerleader outfit at the top of Caxton Street. Yeah, I'll get into that straight after the game. Yep. Stewie, thanks for the reminder.
Well, we know that Michael Gordon is some sort of player. We know that. Doesn't make too many mistakes, but he tried a little bit of magic there with the tap on pass there. First tackle. There was no need for it.
Yeah, first tackle indeed.
It was a great play there by the winger on this side.
Aaron Gray,
for the Sharks, Aaron Gray, who just came up with that error. And he just rushed up, put a lot of pressure on Gordon there, forced the error on an early play. Just exactly what the Gold Coast didn't need.
Now Brayley, and now the Sharks again. Coming out from their own end with Williams, his freshman on the field, Jackie Boy Williams. Gets up and plays it back to Brayley. Brayley to Gallen. Gallen takes on the small man, Rain. Proctor comes in to lend a hand, and he'll play it 15 his own side of the halfway line on tackle two. Brayley again. This is Jaden Brayley. And then Flanagan. And Flanagan away to Cherry. And Cherry inside Titans end by about 5 or 6 metres. They have both completed 7 of 11 sets, these sides. Brayley, Flanagan. And now here is Williams straight into him. And Cartwright getting involved tonight with Fortuaca and so too Proctor to try and pull him down, but they just can't. Now Brayley again, quick out of dummy half. Throws the dummy and he'll play it 15 metres out. Beautifully chopped down, but a lovely run. Now Flanagan on the last. Over to Townsend, 10 out. Lovely little kick. Lovely, lovely kick. Morris chases it through and scores a lovely, lovely rugby league try. Just beautiful to watch.
Yeah, they're gonna check it again. Oh, no, he's awarded the try there.
And
it was a brilliant piece of play. It was on the back of a really quick play, the ball by young Brayley, and just Townsend playing what was in front of him. It was the last play. He took it all the way into the line, made the outside defence of the Titans come up, and it was just beautifully weighted.
That was
and
perfect.
Josh Morris, again, gets his second for the evening, and he's been an absolute standout buy so far for the Sharkies. Turn back the clock tonight. Two tries in the opening half, and that one's just what the Sharkies needed.
Yeah, game 272 for one of the Morris twins. We love these guys. Playing in the number four for Cronulla. 272 NRL games.
Yeah, and look, you got a feel for Michael Gordon there. He made the initial mistake that gave him the opportunity, and he tried to get there, but that was pinpoint, that kick, good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
John Morris. I love John Morris. He just gets into it, doesn't he?
He got caught up there,
yeah.
Gordon, because Brayley made a nice little run through the ruck and found some open space. And Gordon had to come in from the backfield and actually make the tackle and got stuck at marker, then had to try and retreat on the last play. So it was a great little setup there by Brayley and great execution by the half and the outside backs of the Sharks.
Now that, my friends, is a skill certified
.com.au
moment of skill.
That was.
Plenty will kick this one.
Plenty of skill.
Flanagan, it's in the high 90s, this one, says the kick predictor, the magic round kick predictor. And here he comes, young Flanagan. He has these for breakfast.
Yeah.
And he puts that one over as well. So now the Sharks hit back and hit the lead. Sharks 10, Titans 4. On the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard as Triple M rocks the footy.
Right now at Tyre Power, buy three and get one free on selected Kumho passenger and SUV tyres. Get the power of expert advice at Tyre Power. Visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91 for your local owner operator.
Okay, back live we are, and back to the halfway line for the Titans to get us underway again, Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, it's been entertaining this match. The completion rates haven't been the best for both teams here. Only at 64% maroon.
Let's go down to the sideline. Dobbo's got something fresh. Thanks, Dobbo. Now, you got a call over the weekend, mate. You're calling some of these magic round games. Good on you,
good
mate.
Good on you, buddy.
Get out of there, Joy.
Yeah.
Joy, keep going.
That's the way, mate. And if you can't get it where you are, you can always get it on the Triple M app and you can catch Dobbo's call. Now the ball's come loose, picked Brimson. Up by Brimson. Brimson's away. He might score here, Brimson. He scooped up a loose ball for the Titans and he's dived over out of absolutely nothing. The Titans hit back and level us all up at 10-all. AJ Brimson's the man, and Titans and the Sharks are 10-all.
Well, Maroon. 15
till halftime.
Well, Maroon, what about that? They didn't have to go upstairs. And that man, Brimson, he is quick. He has been electric when he gets the ball in space. But once again, the Sharks pushing the pass. Ueli, I don't know, he's so strong, he's so good. But he tried to slip that pass, and Dugan should have caught that. But that man, Brimson, he takes it, and he goes 30, 40 metres. He's home.
Yep.
What a try. The Beautiful Titans, stuff. They're back.
Yeah, it's been a good first half, entertaining 10-all on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard, Ryan Girdler.
Yeah, it was an optimistic pass there by Ueli, who sort of had a lot of Titans players around him and couldn't find the Sharky, which was Flanagan just sort of running through. If he got it, Flanagan there, he was away. But Brimson, he's just an absolute opportunist. We saw that last week when he came on early and Gordon had to go off. If you give him a sniff, he's going to get the job done for the Titans. And look, had to just show a fair bit of speed there. There wasn't any cover as Dugan had gone past the football as well, and no one really gave chase. So just an opportunist try there by Brimson, who seems to find himself in those situations more often than not.
That's the ninth NRL try too for young Brimson. And Michael Gordon, the veteran, steps up to convert the try to put the Titans back in front. It's 10-all on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. I'm going out to the Beaumont store over Manly Way through the week, next week, that is.
Oh, do you want me to come
with
you?
There's one at Manly Vale.
Yeah, Manly Vale, that might be the one.
What do you need?
Do you want me to come with you?
Get into Beaumont Tiles now. You can come with me if you like.
Manly.
There's the kick from Gordon. Over she goes. Titans 12, Sharks 10 on the Beaumont Tiles scoreboard. 13 to go till halftime at Triple M underscore NRL. It's been a good, entertaining game of footy, but we've got Walshy. Walshy is in McLean.
Yep.
And says you haven't said g'day to the truckies.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, truckies? Love your work. I love those guys.
Back to the halfway line to get us underway again. And first game of Magic Round, and the Titans lead the Sharks. Anybody's game.
Stay back.
Brimson, let's go. Catch it, son.
Now, this is Brimson gets under it. Fotuaka takes it off the kickoff now, and he runs straight into them. He nearly dropped it. He nearly squeezed it out somehow. Blade back to Peachy. And now Jai Arrow is hitting a good tackle there by Ueli, who's feeling guilty after that loose pass earlier on. Then Rain gets it to Cartwright. Cartwright to Proctor. Proctor's back slammed into the turf, and Brayley involved in the tackle. 19 their own side of halfway. Rain for Tuaka. For Tuaka. Nakora's got him, and Ueli right round his legs to pull him down. A couple their own side of the halfway line. Now Rain back to Taylor from inside the 40. He kicks in behind Gray. Dugan is there. What will they do? The chase is brilliant. Oh Gray. Gray's tried to shuffle it back in field. He's lost it. It's picked up by the fresh man, Jesse Arthurs. And Arthurs has gone over for a Titans try. A terrible, terrible error from Aaron Gray, who tried to flick it back into the field of play.
Well, Aaron Gray, he was waiting for the ball to go to the sideline.
Yeah,
okay. By that stage, the Titans players have got there. Arthurs, that's what you want. The 1% is you want to chase.
I'm back to tackle zero, mate.
That's a try every day of the week.
I've got a try.
I'm just still trying to put together what Gray was trying to do. Whether or not he might be saved here by the touchline, but I don't know whether he thought it was a 40-20 or he was obviously waiting for the football to go out and didn't want to touch it. His foot's out.
Aaron
and if it touches him here,
is over the touchline, and the ball makes contact with him.
Oh, okay, so they get a break there. The Sharks, it's probably one of the.
What was he doing?
The clumsiest things I've seen from a footballer all year.
And Jesse Arthurs would have been on the field for 9 seconds and got a try.
Unlucky for the young bloke.
But no try. So a terrible error from Aaron Gray.
He's already in touch when the ball touches him.
Was he in touch when the ball touches
him? Yeah. Remember when Chandler had that unhappy game?
Yeah. You rode him into the...
I know he can bounce back, this young bloke, but Aaron Gray hasn't had a great start to this game at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, well, Aaron Gray, this is his 45th NRL game, but I tell you what, I haven't seen him in the NRL for a good couple of seasons.
No, I'm not sure where he was last year, but yeah, we spoke about it in the pregame. Young Totoa, who's done some good things for the Sharks in the past, is being relegated.
He's and, a good player, Gerd. So
yeah, he's a great mover with the football.
Yeah, mate, very hard to stop there. Beautiful agility. Can finish.
So Sharks have the ball. Brayley, here's the man, Aaron Gray. Gray is taken by Kelly, and Kelly tries to break one of his legs off. Gets up and plays it back to Brayley again. Back in field it comes now to Williams, and Williams takes the tackle, and he takes him stopping 10 out from his own line. He gets up and pushes Mitch Rain over the top.
Tackle two. You need to play the ball.
So that was just a simple comedy of errors there where Mitch Rain wouldn't get off his back. He got up and sent Mitch Rain flying into a cartwheel.
He's some sort of powerhouse. I like this kid.
And now Brayley goes out to Dugan, and Dugan will play it 20 metres out from his own try line. Back to Brayley again. Brayley gets it to Nakora. Have a listen to some of these hits.
He got in high then.
Titans 12, Sharks 10. High tackle on Britton Nakora, I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
And he'll need a Bex and a good lie down after this one.
Yeah, so they really top-loaded their defence there. The Titans tried to force an error, but the Sharks players, they put the bit between the teeth there, and there was a couple of really good runs. Dugan started it, and then Nakora come in with a really good run, and just as he was falling there, Peachy got him around the chops, and that was the penalty.
But I'm looking at the replay here, and I swear he's not wearing a mouth guard. I know some players don't wear a mouth guard. As soon as he got whacked in the mouth, it started bleeding. Mate, get a mouth guard on, son.
There you go. That's for all you kids at home. Yeah. Do what Dell says. Get a mouth guard. Not like the old ones when I was at the Waterloo Waratahs. Boil them up in the pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut the ends off it.
I've got a good mate up there, up here in Brisbane. Dean Katristos.
Oh, yeah,
good
Dino.
Good mate of Gordy and I.
Yeah. So the
dentist.
25 metres out, it comes across now to Dugan. Dugan gets it away to Nakora, who's 12 metres out from the Titans line. Half an hour gone, still Titans 12-10. Brayley, Flanagan, Gallen. Gallen's taken by Fortuaka. Six out right in front of the post on tackle four. One end to the other this game. Brayley, and then an intercept. It's been taken, and it's Ash Taylor. Is he going to have the pace to get away from Dugan? He kicks for his winger, and Tony Don chases, and so too does Morris. Tony Don is not going to get there first, and I don't know if that was the play from Ash Taylor.
It wasn't the play, but I tell you what, Fecky also grabbed Don there. But this is what the Titans do. Get the intercept, just take the tackle.
Played back now, it goes out to Williams. So he's taken the intercept, Ash Taylor. He's run 50, knew he was going to run out of gas. Kick for Tony Don. Tony Don couldn't get to it. Brayley to Gallen.
But there's so many speed merchants out there for the Sharks. It was like a Hail Mary.
Now Brayley at dummy half goes left. Back to Flanagan to kick from inside the 40. From inside the 40 he kicks. From inside the 40. But it'll pull up just into Flanagan's arms, just in the field of play. I should say Gordon, not Flanagan. They try the strip, but he hangs on.
And that's a brilliant play there by Townsend, just showing his experience and his cool head on the back of what's been a frantic couple of minutes for the Sharks. Just on the fourth play, inside his own 40-metre line, put it almost to the end goal of the Titans, and then was the first one down there with the chase.
One end to the other, like I say, now the Titans have the ball again at Triple M underscore NRL. Oh, there's a sloppy play, the ball from Kelly.
Oh, very lucky there.
And he got a penalty there. He's gone the Academy Award and got a penalty. I don't know if it was an Academy Award.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's a Golden Globe.
I think it might have been like a B-grade adult movie.
Maybe a Logie.
Logie. Maybe a radio award.
What's with you and all these movies and that?
Well, mate, I don't know. If I've been bringing that up a lot, have I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. I won't do that again. There's the kick from touch from Ash Taylor. Right on the halfway line. Titans 12, Sharks 10. At Triple M underscore NRL, a couple of tweets, emails. Desley from Woolgoolga says how nice it is to have Ryan Girdler in on a Thursday night.
They love Girds.
Hey, Desley. Been a while.
Costa Arrow. She's worried about who's running the shop.
Oh, we're closed on Thursdays. Except at the mall, which is open.
Played back now to Rain and goes across then to Taylor. And then Taylor offloads to Brimson and then to Gordon and then to Jesse Arthurs. And he'll play at about 20 metres out, Arthurs. Back now to Gordon, to Peachy, to Fotuaka, and he'll be taken. No, he can't get hold of him, you willy. And comes back at him again, 12 metres out in centre field, on tackle four. Now, it goes across to Brimson, to Peachy. He floats one out to Arthurs, and he can't get there this time. Aaron Gray throws him over the sideline. Aaron Gray throws him over the sideline. Beautiful defence from Aaron Gray.
I'm happy for Aaron Gray. Mate, Arthur's great attempt as he went to stretch out. Aaron Gray got around his hips and took him out the sideline there. I'm really happy for Aaron Gray because it was a real positive play. Nice work by Peachy. He goes to throw that pass. Once again, the bounce pass gets up. If that was to him, Aaron Gray's caught out of position. It's bad execution.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Peachy just didn't have enough time to set himself for that pass and just had to, in one motion, sort of turn from inside to out and release the footy. It was a nice bounce. They're getting the nice bounce. Garth Brennan won't be able to say in his press conference after this game, win, lose or draw, we didn't get the bounce of the ball, Maroon, because, well, they have.
Yeah. More than a couple of times.
6 minutes till halftime. Triple M Rock and the footy expert comments thanks to Bobcat from Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor. And why don't we take the opportunity to go down to the sideline with Big Ben Dobbin? Have you seen much of Jesse Arthurs at all, Dobbo? No. Okay.
Boy, he laughing, Dobbo.
Here's Brayley, and then it goes out to Gallen. Gallen will play it just inside the Titans' end on tackle 5. 5 minutes left in the half. There's the last tackle. Flanagan. Flanagan goes to Nakora. Nakora gets rid of one. No, he doesn't. And that'll be last tackle, I think, changeover. Titans ball. In fact, our stats man, Tony Soprano, told me that Dugan is wearing that haircut for charity.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, so
he's wearing it for charity.
Well, he's got that
he's
design.
He's getting it
cut for charity. I mean, I'll pay you to get it cut. It's fair to him. The worst haircut I've ever seen.
That's the plan. Donate to the charity for the first time in your life.
Me? Oh.
You do a lot for charity, Maroon.
You know it. You know it, Bill, but I don't like to talk it up.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk it up. 5 minutes left in the half. Triple M rocking the footy. The Peach plays it back. Rain, and then it goes out to Jesse Boy Arthurs, and he'll get up and play it back. Maybe Dukes can have some of those tattoos removed for charity as well. A penalty to the Titans. Let's have a look at some of these stats. Possession in the last 10 minutes been 60% to the Sharkies, and penalties favour the Sharkies. Well, actually, right now they're 5-all. 11 of 16 sets for the Titans, and similar for the Sharks. And we'll have a look at some of those run metres when we get a chance.
Yeah, Paul Gallen, 117 metres. Jai Arrow, 76 metres. Brayley, 21 tackles. And Mitch Rain, 23 tackles.
Here's Arrow with the ball now. Thank you, Dell.
Thank you, mate.
Played back now. It comes across to Taylor. Taylor changes direction for Gordon. Gordon to Brimson. Brimson goes up the middle and he jinks and he jags.
Oh, what was that?
And he runs headfirst into Jack Williams's hip. Then it goes across to Cartwright. Cartwright now the right side of the field. And he'll play it about 5 metres out from the Sharks' line. Maybe they go in again. Here the Titans. Now, Taylor, left side. Little kick. The Peach is there. The Peach picks it up. Was he onside?
Yeah.
Was he onside? Peachy slams it down. Oh, the referee says try. And the Titans go out to 16-10.
Yeah, it's great. Great set piece, that one, from the Titans. And a really good set of six. They worked over to the right-hand side. Cartwright tonight on the back of what was a poor performance last week with some costly errors and some fundamental mistakes. Tonight, he's been all power. And on the back of his quick play of the ball and Dugan just being caught out the back, it was a lovely kick on an early play by Ash Taylor. Goes into the line, digs right in, and then just at the last moment, you could tell Peachy knew it was coming. Dugan couldn't get there, and the weight on the kick was just spot on. You know what it was? It was a skills-certified magic moment.
Oh, yes.
On magic round, that kick.
Giddy up.
It was delightful.
Giddy up. And the Titans move further ahead. A try to the Peach. Now, boys, at Triple M underscore NRL, the great Darren Brown, former Penrith player.
Razzle dazzle.
Darren Brown says g'day, and we love you, Brownie, working away on the wharves there. You should be working while you're listening to the footy. Don't sneak over to the pier for one. Old great Buckingham Street boy, Lowell South Junior, and, of course, a great rugby league player he was too. Brownie, you played with him at Penrith.
Well, Brownie and I actually, I think he was, one of us were captain and one of us was vice-captain in one of Penrith's biggest ever defeats, actually.
Right.
We led, I think, 24 or 26 nil at half-time, and we were on fire in the first half, me and Razzle, half and five out. I think he was playing halfback that day, and we end up getting beat something like 28-26.
Yeah.
It's in the history books as the biggest lead ever to to be run down.
Wow.
So
that's a mighty big
But anyway, Razzle, I've got some good memories as well.
Here comes Flash Gordon. Oi, over she goes. Titans 18, Sharks 10 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard.
Hey, mate, can I give the boys a shout-out there? The miners out there, a good mate of mine, Hanso. The Dozer Push and Dragline crew at Cavill Ridge Mine. On night shift tonight, the boys. They good love mate. Their footy. They can't get the magic round, but they love it.
Good on you, Hanso.
Good Thank on you, Hanso. Love your work, brother.
Titans 18, Sharks 10. Beaumont Tiles bring us the scoreboard. Get into Beaumont Tiles now and find out how you can score a free $500 gift voucher. Spend $2,500 on Beaumonts and you get that voucher. T's and C's do apply.
Mate, have you ever thought about being a miner?
No, I haven't. No,
no I've never.
I've never
about.
Worked. I've never had a hard. I'm too old for that now. Here's for Tawaka.
Maroon doesn't mean. Like dark places.
I don't like dark holes. You got that right. Now the ball comes out to Peachy. Peachy's taken by Britton, of course. And he plays. 25 his own side of halfway. There's a shot there of Fifita on the leg with the hamstring iced. Played back now to Arrow. And here's Mitchie Rain. Rain gets out of a tackle. He goes again, Rain. Sharks trail the Titans 18-10. And now dummy half there is Cartwright, who goes out to the right side. For Tawaka, I tell you what, he's covered some yards.
Oh, he's been good tonight.
He gets out of a tackle too and pulled down by Brayley. What about this for a turnout 90 seconds on halftime? Here we go. Taylor kicks from 35 out. In behind Fecky. Fecky will pick it up 5 out from his own line. Gives it to Dugan. Dugan taken by Gordon. They're playing with some enthusiasm, this Titans side. Played back now. It comes across to Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray's taken a big tackle.
Great aggression there. Peachy leading the way. Aaron Gray, welcome back to the NRL, son.
Now Brayley. Now Sasaya Fecky. And Fecky's going to be taken in a gang tackle.
Where's this Titans team been all year?
5 out from the Sharks line. 57 seconds left in the half. Now it's Capewell. Now Brayley. And Brayley to Gallen. And Gallen tries to put on the pace. And even at his best, Gal can bring it to the 20-metre line. So that's a little bit better. But it's the last tackle.
You think he's going to have to play. He's only been playing half a game. He's already played the first half of this one. And with some of the injuries they've got, he'll probably be playing a lot of the second half as well.
Now here's Gordon on his own half on the halfway line. And Capewell's got him. There's only 27 seconds left in the half as Triple M rocks the footy.
Probably two more tackles, I reckon, Maroon.
Now it comes back in field for Proctor. Of course, all these expert comments, thanks to Bobcat, put a Bobcat machine to the test with the newly expanded Bobcat R series.
Do you have a license for one of those things?
I haven't, but I might get one in case I've ever got to go down the mine.
Nice read there by Aaron Gray.
As 31 metres out, they play it. Short side goes the Peach. And Cartwright kicks back infield. Straight into the bread basket of Dugan. Dugan's away from one and two and three. And the halftime siren sounds in the background. And what a half it has been. The Titans hit the front and stay there. 18 points to 10 on the Beaumont Tile scoreboard. Sharks trail the Titans 18-10. Dubbo will go into the sheds and find out what's going on. And the boys will have a look at that first half very shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Magic round is half a game over and it's been a good game. So it's been a good entertaining game.
Mate, what are you thinking? What's in your head?
Half a game over. Well, it is. I mean, if you see, sometimes you blokes, you should just let that go.
Yeah.
That sounded fine until you all jump all over it. It was like when I was trying to do the NRL physio. Who's the NRL physio? Is he a physio? What does he do for a quid?
Well, that was Ryan.
It's Brian, my old mate Brian.
Okay.
It's Brian the physio.
No. I'm just interested. I didn't question the half a game over because you're 100% correct.
Exactly.
Half a game in.
It just didn't sound right, that's all.
Didn't it? Well, it sounded all right to everyone else, right?
Okay.
Maybe not to you, but the boss is out there giving it the thumbs up.
Who's that?
18, the buzzard. Gold Coast 18, lead the Sharks 10. Can the Sharks come back and win this one, Del?
Oh, look, I think they've got enough talented players, but missing the likes of Fifita, he gives them so much go forward, but also so much second phase play. But Titans are playing some really good football across the park. I'd give the Sharks a chance, but they need to get the mistakes out of their game.
Why don't you ask your friend Brian? See what he says.
Brian, if you could please get back in touch, NRL physio.
The Sharks are right in this. And we saw Garth Brennan then at halftime laying down the law. They're a side that they won't go away. The Titans at the moment, I think, are in control, and the scoreboard indicates that, but they need to be careful going into this second half that they put in an 80-minute performance. And I can only really remember one time this year when they've put in an 80-minute performance, the Titans. So there'll be some nervous fans out there, and I think it's crucial that they start with the same energy that they finish that half with. And if the Sharks get a little bit of a sniff and there's a little bit of doubt creeping into the Titans' mind, it's going to be a very nerve-wracking second half for Garth Brennan.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, the Sharks, mate, they don't mind coming back into the second half. We saw that against Penrith a couple of weeks ago. So they will play to the end. And Paul Gallen, mate, the old warrior, 132 metres, he's leading the charge.
All right, and the second half scoreboard, Mitsubishi Triton, the all-new Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
How's the security on that vehicle, Maroon? They've got cameras everywhere on that thing. If you have an accident in that, they should take your license away.
Yeah, because they're so good.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they are really good quality.
Yeah.
Well, I've been bringing Dell up from the Gong every Saturday morning in the Triton.
Okay.
And he just loves it, don't you?
Yeah,
Dell?
I do. Yeah. I love eating in your car.
Yeah, he leaves.
What does he eat?
He makes stuff at home.
Bacon and egg roll. Tara makes it for me.
And then he puts the silver paper in between the seat and the console. I mean, who makes stuff
it's
at home?
It's called foil.
Yeah. Yeah, what do I call it?
Silver paper.
Oh, I'm from the 50s. I'm from the 70s.
I know that you've already eaten, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. And then he says, you can't stop at Macca's. Yeah. I've got to get to the city.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's the kickoff. It's a Gold Coast, and it comes
why
down.
Why don't you get Tara to just make you one?
Well, last time I spoke to her on the phone, I said, make two bacon and egg rolls. If you don't mind, Tara, please. If you can, I'll provide the eggs and the bacon. And now they'll get up and play it back. Brayley is in there, a dummy half. And a ball comes back in field in the Cora.
What about the buns?
And
great defence. Great defence there by the Titans.
Here's Gallen now. Taken by Cartwright about 25 metres out. Brayley's there again. And then it goes across from Townsend onto Capel. And Capel's going to get taken almost over the sideline. But he finds the grass about 2 metres in the field of play. Brayley is there again. Townsend now. Townsend gets it away to Ueli, and Ueli's taken by Arrow, and the ball almost comes loose, and then Fortuaca comes and makes a big old love cuddle out of it, and it's the last tackle for the Sharkies. From well inside the 40, they put a kick up, but it's straight down the middle of the field, taken on the full there by Arthurs, and Jesse Arthurs is going to play it. Just his own side of halfway. Soon enough, we'll be able to go down to Dobbo on the sideline and find out what was said at halftime. Here is Ben Dobbin. Good on you, Dobbo. And they have the ball now, the Titans. Yes, 25 out from the Sharks' line.
Well, Dugan, I don't know what he was doing there.
Here's Rain, then Brimson, then Cartwright, and then Taylor. And then Taylor got it to Kelly, and Kelly's inside the 10 metres, but he throws a speculator back to Gordon, who gets it away to Taylor. He's 8 out. Then he gets it on to Proctor, and Proctor, oh, they're playing with a lot of confidence now. The Goldies, the Gold Coast Titans boys, are 5 out and just off centre. Played back then to Rain, Cartwright, for Tuaka.
He's been great for Tuaka.
Only 1 metre out. That pass might have been forward, though. Yeah. He gets up and plays
another
back. Mitch Rain again. And then he goes on his own. But they were just too quick up on him.
Oh,
and he's going to get held up in the field of in the in-goal area.
He just so desperate wanted to get there, Mitch Rain.
Four.
He just kept borrowing and borrowing.
Time back on. Tackle four.
So now Arrow. And now it goes back to Taylor, who's 10 metres out, who gives it to Proctor. Inside the 10 he goes. And 7 metres out from the Sharks' try line on tackle 5. Rain again. It's the last. Taylor, he sends one out to Kelly, and Kelly drops it. And it's picked up by the Sharkies, and they'll play it about 5 out from their own line.
Yeah, no advantage there, so they'll hand the football over just about 5 metres in mate, from the left-hand touch line.
Yeah, mate, you've really got
depends on which way you're going.
Yeah, you've really got to look to get a repeat set there, Goods. You know, they went for the big play there, up down the right shift.
You're right. Yeah. Especially knowing that the fact they've only got 15 men, you know, they should be trying to build some pressure then and keep possession.
Now Williams plays it back to Brayley. Then goes from Flanagan to Nakora. And then Cherry gets out of a tackle. No, he doesn't. Copley's got him. And Brimson's got him too. No change to the halftime score. Titans 18, Sharks 10. As Triple M rocks the footy. Here's Gallen inside Titans territory. 10 metres in. Make it 15 by the time they pull the veteran down. And about 20 in from touch, he gets up and plays it back. Down toward the centre, Townsend. And now Williams. And he's still going, Jack. And he turns and gives it to Brayley. And then Brayley gets it to Gallen. And Gallen to Nakora. From 30 out, he tries to clap on the pace. And back to Gallen. Down the right side of the field. Copley's got him. Good defence. And he'll play it now. 1 metre in. It's the last tackle. Aaron Gray's in there. Gets it back to Flanagan. And then Townsend from 30 out, he kicks. Up she goes. Comes down. And it's batted by Fecky. Back to Ueli. Picked up by Townsend. Still the last. Arthurs has it for the Gold Coast side. And he'll play it 15 metres out from the Titans line.
Yeah, really nice play there by the Titans. They're covering up. They're doing the one percenters. Arthurs moves off that left wing to cover that loose ball.
Okay, down to the sideline. Dobbo's got something for us. Big Shannon would have failed the HIA before the game started. I'm having a... Mate, come on, I'm having a joke, you blokes.
He's going to hunt you down, mate.
I'm having a joke.
I better send him your number.
Back it goes now to Taylor to put the kick in, and it goes in behind Dugan. And Dugan won't touch it. It'll find touch 10 metres out from the Sharks' try line. 5 gone second half. You just can't frighten a Triton, but you can frighten me. Don't worry about that. And it's the Titans leading the Sharks 18-10.
Yeah, happy to let that one go there. Josh Dugan noticing that everyone's out on their feet at the moment. Both sides now with some injuries that is going to affect their energy levels in the back half of this game. And just let that one trickle over the sideline there. And they'll get the scrum feed 10 metres out from their own line, the Sharks.
A guy that's impressed me this year, boys, is Ueli. So it's a really good opportunity for him to stand up tonight. He's in that sort of feeder mould, you know, big man who can move, great agility, that second phase in him. Let's see how many minutes he can get out tonight.
Now, Jaden Brayley's still the man. We've seen nothing of Blake Brayley as yet. So the ball is with the Sharks. Williams plays it back to Brayley. And then this is the man Dell was talking about, Ueli.
Yeah.
He's going to play it back now to Brayley again, who goes to his left and gets it away to Capel, who's been so good today. Then a quick play, the ball back to Brayley. Gets inside Ash Taylor and taken by Mitch Ryan, and so to Kelly. Good game. One end to the other, this one. 15 their own side of halfway. As Triple M rocks the footy.
Morris,
he gets it out to Cherry. He's got a bit of room to move the kid. Cherry gets it away to his winger, Gray. Gray cuts back in. And they number up and pull him down. About 15 metres inside Titans territory. It's the last. Played back now across to the Flanagan again, who gets it away then to Townsend. And Townsend to Capel. And Capel to Morris. And Morris to Fecky. Fecky still going. Turns. Passes it back to Morris. Morris then offloads again across to Capel. 6 more, says the referee. Capel will play at 15 out from the Titans line. 18-10, Titans lead. Now, a dummy half. It goes from Brayley to Townsend. Right side to Flanagan. Flanagan, he's got numbers. Flanagan, he passed it out. Arthur's intercepted, lost it, picked up by Gray. This will be a Sharkies try.
Right.
This will be a Sharkies try, boys.
I'm happy. I'm
happy.
How good, Maroon. Can you believe it? Magic. Yes.
Yeah, it was coming out of their own end too, and put that try down to the involvement of Josh Morris on a couple of different occasions. One, when they were just coming out of their own end, he went into dummy half and threw about a 30-metre cutout pass to the other side of the field, and it hit young Cherry.
Oh.
And he was able to just put Aaron Gray away down the sideline, and then they moved it back over to this left-hand side, and again, Josh Morris was about to throw the final pass for Fecky when he got touched, and they got 6 to go. And then it went back to the other side. It was from side to side. It came then to Flanagan, who actually tried to cut out Cherry on that side, and the young Arthur's over on that side was able to get up and get himself between the two attacking players and knock the football down, and that allowed Gray, again, another bouncing pass to pick the football up, came in contact then with Copley, but was strong enough to get over and score the Sharks' first try in the second half, and gee, that was important, that one.
Yeah, they needed that. Cole Flanagan threw the no-look pass there, and if Arthurs catches it, he'd go 95 metres there, but unfortunately, he didn't, and it's try time for the Sharkies.
Done some good and some bad things tonight, Aaron Gray. Took his opportunity there, and defensively come in and made a couple of really big plays late in that second half after making some poor decisions in the early part of the first half.
That's what we like to call rocks and diamonds.
Oh, there's a lot of wingers that are rocks and diamonds. 18-14, you just can't frighten the Mitsubishi Triton. And now young Flanagan from the sideline, and the kick predictor's got him at a cool 48%. Here he comes, and it's going to be waved away as nothing in that at all. It never looked like going over. Titans 18, Sharks 14. It's Triple M rocks the footy.
The latest design trend is a world of colour. To help colour your world and get your reno started, Beaumonts is giving you a $500 gift voucher. Spend $2,500 at Beaumonts and receive a $500 gift voucher. So now is the perfect time to get that reno done. T's and C's apply. See in store or online.
At Triple M underscore NRL, Jason West asks the question. Ask the question of you, Dobbo. Are you still involved with the Fassifern Bombers?
Stay back.
Okay, how are they going, the Bombers?
Okay, Bryson, go! Kill him! Hold! Wait! Go,
once. Oh, he's lost it, Nakora. Oh, jeez.
All right, now Nakora's dropped the ball here. Thank you, Dobbo.
And he's hurt his left leg.
And he's hurt his leg. And he'll get up and... Is he able to get up on it? Well, he's kneeling on it. Now, here's in the Coast High replay. It's Britton Nakora.
Oh, yeah, it just folds underneath him there, but as rain comes down and comes in contact with the football and dislodges it, but he'll get up. Nakora, they need him. He's been dangerous when he's had the football down on that right-hand side of the field as they kick for line, and this is a really important part of the game here for the Titans after conceding points. And the Sharks with some momentum, they've got to hold him out here.
This is where the Titans have got to be. They've got to trust themselves here to be aggressive and hold them out.
18-14, Bakuya is the fresh man, 20 metres out in centre field. Townsend, and he sends one up the middle. It's Ueli, and Ueli's going to play at 15 out. 4 points in it, plenty of time left. Brayley, Townsend right side, Flanagan. Oh, Flanagan goes on his own this time. He gets over the line, but they hold him up. You saw the intercept there, didn't you, Del?
No, but I think Nakora, if they've thrown the short ball, he's through there. That opened up.
Just let him go dry.
I thought if he threw that, the intercept was on.
No. If you go back to the replay there, the Coach High replay, I'm telling you, I think he would have been through.
Tackle three.
Well, Flanagan and Arrow are pushing and shoving each other.
I really like Joy Arrow. He's just a quality player.
I really like you, Del.
Thank you, mate. So do I.
10 metres. Brayley gets it away to the freshman, Bakuya, who's 4 metres out from the Titans line right under the posts. And he gets up and plays it back to Brayley again. Now, Townsend, Dugan. Oh, he thought the obstruction was on there, so he stood still like somebody got him with one of those stun guns.
And he just got driven about 5 or 7 metres for his trouble.
Capel then on to kick to Townsend. Scooped up, though, by Ueli. They've lost about 50 metres. Fecky has it from 30 out. Kicks again on the last. This might sit in the end goal.
Wow.
Gordon Zia gets around Fecky. Still going, Flash, but can't get in the field of play. Great chase from the Sharks to clean up the mess. Tyre Power shot clock is on. Drop out.
Well, that kick set up perfectly. But Gordon did the right thing there at first. He beat him, but I reckon he should drop his body height. Once he stayed up there, that helped him carry him back into the end goal. Fecky beats Fecky, bang, see you later. And then his body height, he was out. He should have just dropped.
Gives the Sharkies the opportunity to go on the attack again. Titans 10, Sharks 14. Triple M rocking the footy. Expert comments for Bobcat. And Dugan plays it back to Brayley. Brayley goes to Ueli, and Ueli's going to be taken by Futuwaka. Anybody's game. 4 points in it. Brayley's short side. Townsend. Capel is going to be taken by Kelly Ash-Taylor. They're going to try and throw him over the sideline. But he throws it back in field. And it's taken by Kevy Proctor.
Okay, are his feet down when now, he catches the ball?
Referee asks the lineswoman. Was his feet down when it touches the ball? Gold Coast feed. 10 out from their own line. They defended well.
Yeah, they've been trying that play all night down this side. It just hasn't been working for them. They've run that lead runner and then out the back they go to either Capewell or Morris. And I think a couple of times now they've sort of been pushed towards the sideline, had to throw a pass back in desperation that's gone to the opposition. They need to just sort of straighten up their attack, especially down these short sides, and run the ball hard and try and get on the back of a quick play of the ball and then play again, as opposed to these shapes out the back. They're boring, Wendell.
Yeah, man, I agree. Goods, but also Goods, I'm not sure if it's a little replay there. I don't think he was out.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah.
Last 10 minutes, Sharks 81% of the ball. Taylor, Rain, colourful Gold Coast identity, Tony Don. Hardly touched the ball today, the graphic.
Is he well known in Brisbane? Will he be up to his old tricks up there, will he?
He wouldn't be recognised in Brizzy.
Okay.
A few fans would have followed him up there, a few thousand. Now it goes across from Rain, across to Peachy. Peachy can't get past Flanagan, and Flanagan stops him with the help of Nakora. And now a dummy half, Brimson, Cartwright, for Tuwaka. Straight into the big bloke. And he's going to play it just his own side of halfway. Tackle four. Still, what have we got, 27 minutes left in the game. We've got a fresh man out there too now, the number 17 for the Gold Coast Titans, Maxie King. Last tackle. Across now for Brimson to kick in behind Cherry. Dugan is down there, five out from his own line. And he's going to be taken by Peachy and Copley. And so we do it all again. Now, Flanagan is in there. Sends it back to Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray is stopped by the freshman King. And as he plays it back, now we've got the other Brayley boy on the field who gets the pass away to Townsend. Townsend got it on to Fecky. Fecky's throwing him around.
Wrong.
And he's going to play it about 15, his own side of halfway. Now, here's Bakuya. So this is Blake Brayley we've got on the field now. Blake Brayley and Jaden Brayley. Easy for you to say. 10 their own side of halfway. A stack of injuries and they continue for the Sharks. We won't see Fifita again. We probably won't see Pryor again. And for the Gold Coast, we won't see Shannon Boyd again. Townsend kicks from inside his own half. Straight into the breadbasket there of Jesse Arthurs. And Arthurs brings it back. And he's going to play at about 25, his own side of halfway. Titans 18-14. Flash Gordon at dummy half. Gets it away to Tony Don. Don can't get rid of Morris. Morris stops him. And Townsend helps as well.
There's not much of the...
He looks like me though, doesn't he, Arthurs?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
He's got the football. He looks like a really good mover. Probably not as thick set as some of the other wingers in the game, but certainly...
I want to see him in a open space.
Certainly looks like he's got some good footwork on him.
Cartwright, Taylor, Brimson. They go down that left side. They can't get through, though, and they'll play it just inside the Sharks' end. They need to win the Titans. And played back now to Copley. It goes away to the Peach. About 30 metres out now from the Sharks' line. Taylor from 30 out will kick on tackle five. She's a big high one too, lots of pressure. Up they go, batted back by a Titans player into the arm of a Sharks player. It's Jace Bakuya, so the Sharks have the ball. Blake Brayley sends it out to Townsend. They spin it out wide to Morris. Morris gets rid of Kelly. He's still going, the veteran. He just brushed Kelly aside.
So competitive, Josh Morris. He's getting older, but he's still got something to offer. Him and his brother, Brent.
Now, remembering the Sharks went into this game unavailable, Johnson, Graham, Woods and Moylan, and now injuries to Fifita and Pryor during this game.
That's some salary cap right there.
Yep. Getting up to play it back, and they go left side to Townsend. He puts a kick in on tackle four. Gordon's under a bit of pressure. Picks it up five out from his own line. Now, the Sharks are going to get a penalty, escort. An escort on Josh Morris.
Yeah, we've really been cutting, enforcing that over the last couple of weeks, haven't they? The referees.
Game. Yeah, it's good. Billy Harrigan and I said last year, remember we kept picking that up. I'm glad they've clamped down on it.
Yeah, just ran into his line, Kelly, and there was no need for it. Ill discipline. They were good at it in the first half.
Yep.
They don't want to bring him undone here as the Sharks now 10 metres out with a really good try-scoring opportunity.
18-14 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. You can't frighten a Triton, but the Titans lead. And Pakuya will play at about five out, virtually in front of the posts they are now. From Flanagan back to Ueli. He's only five out, just to the right-hand side of the post on tackle two. Blake Braley, a dummy half, to the centre. Flanagan throws the dummy, changes direction. He kicks on tackle two, and it's batted over the dead ball line.
What about the confidence of the young players? Like, there was no need to go on tackle two, Gertz. But that's a brain explosion.
Yeah, but I'm not sure whether it's that. I mean, there he just needs to find a way just to get to the ground, take the tackle and get a quick play of the ball for his team. That's an all or nothing play there. And that came off for him that time, but big consequences if it doesn't.
Well, you can get away with that in Canterbury Cup and number 20s and that, but
I don't know who threw that intercept in the first half, but he's nearly thrown a couple this half.
He's pulling back now.
That dropout's gone 60 metres on the full on the tyre power shot clock. And taken by Aaron Gray. Rocks and diamonds. Proctor's got him. And we've got Whitbread on there too. He'll get up and play it back to Blake Braley.
Oh, fair. Easy for you to say.
And now this is Jason Pakuya.
Wouldn't you have thought one of the brothers would have said, you know what, I might move to halfback or something.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I know. Well, one of them, I suppose, will have to go. Dugan.
That they will, mate. You're right.
Dugan will be taken by Proctor. 15 metres out, 15 in from touch. On tackle four. Braley is a dummy half. Now, so it's actually, they're both on the field. Blake passes to Jaden.
How good.
So they're 10 metres out right in front of the posts on tackle four. They trail by four. Now, Braley goes to Flanagan.
Yep.
Goes to Townsend, out to Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray gets another try in the corner. Welcome back to first grade, Aaron Gray.
Yeah, lovely ball there by Flanagan. Nice set-up play over on this left-hand side. Dugan with a quick play of the ball, and then it was all Flanagan. Threw it over a couple of Sharks. I think he had Nakore and Sherry on his outside as we go to the courtside replay. Just got lots of time. Oh, no, it's actually Townsend that threw that one. Yeah, good to see the two halves linking up there. Went from Flanagan on to Townsend. Townsend then just with a lovely just little lob pass over the top of two Cronulla attackers. And young Arthurs just came in and picked up. No one was willing to leave his outside man. And at this level, the good playmakers, well, they find the overlap. And that time it was Gray who goes in for his second. And he's turned what started out to be a pretty average night into a good night now for the Cronulla Sharks winger.
18-10 to 18-all on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. The tough Mitsubishi Triton. You can't frighten them. 40 years, the Mitsubishi Triton's been helping Aussies get the job done. 42% says the kick predictor. And Flanagan now to try and add the extras from right on the sideline. We're all locked up at 18-all. At halftime, the Titans led 18-10. But the Sharks have just had so much ball in this second half. 70% now in the last 10 minutes. Earlier on, it was as up as high as 81%. So Flanagan, give them a chance to put them back in the lead. A seesawing game. And now here is Flanagan.
You'll get this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Moves in. Fair. He shanked.
He's got this really weird technique, and he did it the last time where he sort of pushes the ball and it almost like a slice.
Yeah, like cut across it, eh?
He cut across it. He had the football lined up in the, looked like the perfect line there as we go to the Kotara replay again, but. Generally, like a really good kicker of the football, and I just think at the moment in first grade, struggling to find his rhythm.
18-all as Triple M rocks the footy. We'll go back live now. Let's go down to the sideline
for
the round mount of sound, Benny Dobbin.
Stay back. Keep.
Ooh.
Did it connect, Dobbo?
Okay. Thank you, Dobbo. 18-all. 20 minutes left in this game.
Well, this is what you'd expect the Sharks to come up and strong in the last 20 minutes. You have a guy like the theater on. He's not there tonight. The Titans are going to play tough here. They've got to get aggressive again.
Brayley. That's Blake Brayley to Jaden Brayley. He busts the line. And he'll get up and play it back now to Blake Brayley. And then it goes across now for young Flanagan to put a just a big high kick right down the middle of the park, taken by Gordon. 15 out from his own line. 18 all is the score. Triple M Rock in the footy. Gerds, Dell, Maroon and Benny Dobbin on the sideline. Jesse Arthurs now. And he's going to be pulled down his own side of the halfway line. But centre field on tackle two. And a dummy half, it's Mitch Rain. Now it goes across to Copley. Copley almost over the halfway. They're not done yet, the Titans. They're right in this one. Rain goes out to Brimson. Brimson taking a good tackle there by Nakora. Just inside the Sharks' end. Rain again. Wallace. Wallace carts it forward. And Ueli tries to stop him with the Brayley boys. Then he's going to get up and play about 30 metres out from the Sharks' line. This is the last, though. Taylor from 30 out. Big high kick. Here come the cavalry. And up goes Aaron Gray. Takes it beautifully, five out from his own line.
Yeah, really good take there by Aaron Gray. His second half has been a lot of diamonds, mate.
So now Dugan.
First half, not so much.
We'll play it back now. Flanagan and then Cherry. And Cherry runs into Whitbread.
He's been a bit quiet, hasn't he?
Cherry?
Yeah.
Brayley again. Now Sasaya Fecky. Fecky taken by Taylor and Proctor. And he'll get up and play it back his own side of halfway. So now Gal is back out there. Paul Gallen. What number game is this for Gal? 333. All of threes. Plays it back on the last. It goes out to Townsend to kick from his own half, but outside the 40. Gordon is down there to take it. 15 out from his own line. Now he claps on the pace. Oh, he's dropped the ball, Flash Gordon. The referee says knock on. Knock on. He tried to go the knock back, but Michael Gordon makes a horrific error.
It was a play there by the Sharks, and it was Townsend chasing again. His kick chase tonight's been superb. And he just went one-on-one with Gordon there, and just as he was pushed off, got his hand under the football and was able to rake it out, which meant it was going back towards the Cronulla Sharks line and forward away from the Gold Coast Titans line. So the referee then just ruled a knock on, and it was a massive play there by Townsend.
Just, you know, it's just frustrating. The Titans, they get themselves in a position to close out games. 18-10, they're up, but then they find a way to self-destruct. They need to play tough here.
Okay, here we go. Bakuya has it. 19 out from the Titans line. Crawls along and makes another 3 metres. 16 and a half left in the game. It's 18-all. Brayley, Dugan. Nakora. Nakora turns. And he'll play it 10 out from the Titans line on tackle two. Now, it goes across to Flanagan. Gallen out left side. Puts on the fend and they can't stop him. But eventually they do, five out. From the Titans line, it's tackle three. Getting into dummy half now. It's Blake Brayley. And then this is Flanagan, I think, carting it forward and gets up to play it back right near the try line. Blake Brayley again, then Townsend, then it goes out to Flanagan. Now Cherry, but the referee's seen obstruction. He's called it back.
Yeah.
This is some sort of mover, isn't he, Gertz?
Yeah.
I've got a no try.
Yeah. It was unfortunate. I don't think the loot runner stopped in the line, but Because Cherry sort of came back in against the grain, he ran back towards a Sharks player there.
Nakora stops the ability of Max King to defend the play.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. King would have shut down that play, but he showed some nice signs there. Cherry.
Obstruction, no try, Bronson Cherry. So the
Brimson,
Titans get the ball back.
Shook off Brimson with these, didn't he, Gertz?
I think they've got to get him the ball. He's had the ball a couple of times tonight, but he's sort of been running towards the sideline and trying to use his space. I think sometimes they just need to give him the football.
Straight the tacks up,
early and allow him to use his feet.
Yeah, well, you know when you used to give E.T. the ball or Steve Renoff? Give him the ball early, let them create the magic, so to speak.
Penalty count 7-5, it favours the Sharks, but possession has been all the Sharks this half. We can hardly recall a couple of sets of six in the Sharks' end. But now they get a penalty, the Titans.
Probably the same as Britain.
Off a high tackle, I think, was the call. On Paul Gallen on Wallace.
Well, this is perfect. And Gerds was talking about it before. When they were playing with some good structure in the first half, you know, they go to the right and work their way through the middle and they look for options.
Copley taps it. 18 all, 15 to go as Mitsubishi Triton rocks the NRL. Dummy half, Rain, Taylor. Taylor got it to Arrow. Arrow. I thought that pass might have been...
No. Are you looking forward?
I thought it might have just been. But anyway, no worries. Nine out, and the ball is pretty much centre field. Here's Taylor. Left side, he gets it away to Wallace. Oh, they hold him up. 2 metres out from the Sharks' line.
On the corner.
And now Rain gets it a dummy half again. Gets a pass away to Whitbread, the fresh man. And we'll play it now 2 metres out from the Sharks' line. It's tackle four for the Titans. Rain, Taylor. Taylor changes direction. Now Arrow. Now Arrow. Arrow. Arrow puts a step on. 2 metres out. It's the last tackle. The Titans need a repeat set here. Now Rain sends it over to Taylor. Taylor gets it away to Gordon. Gordon then passes it out to Kelly. Kelly comes back in. Puts the worst kick you've ever seen in your life.
See, they're the moments of games where... Your playmakers need to step up. It's 15 minutes to go. It's 18 all. You've got the ball 5 metres out from the opposition's line. You need to dribble one in. You need to take ownership of the side there. Don't throw it to your fullback who's just hanging around to see what you're going to do. You need to make the play. And Ash Taylor then handed off the ball. When he did that, he handed off responsibility and he let someone else make the play in which it's his job to make.
Thank you, Ryan. Pakuya has it for the Sharks. Still 18 all. 13 and a half to go.
Titans, 31 missed tackles tonight. The Sharks, 10.
Now, it's with Flanagan. It's with Nakora. He's taken by Brimson. And he'll get up for a quick play. The ball back to Flanagan again. Back into all the traffic for Gallen. Take it out to his right side again, but can't get rid of Kelly and Whitbread.
He's been enormous tonight, Gal.
Yeah, he's been great, mate. You're right.
13 minutes left in this game. Triple M rocking the footy for Maccas and for Ream. And still we're locked up. Townsend, Bakuya. Chopped down by Wallace. Just inside Titans territory, but the call is tackle five. We got a Brayley getting it away to a Townsend. And Townsend puts an enormous kick up. And getting under it is Gordon, who gets rid of Flanagan. And then he's going to be taken by the ever-present Capewell, who's going to get up and play it back now. So is it too early for a field goal, boys?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesse Arthurs now for the Titans. Plays it back to Brimson. Who gets it away to Tony Don? Here he is. The Grafton Ghost back slammed into the turf. 20 his own side of the halfway line. And now again, Rain gets it away to Whitbread. Whitbread is taken in Brayley and Gallen. He'll play it 10 his own side of halfway to Taylor. To Arrow. Arrow turns and spins. Can't get the pass away. Oh, yeah, he can. Back to Rain. Rain gets it away to Wallace. Wallace taken by Nakora. Pops it back up to Rain again. Rain gets it back to the centre for Taylor. Taylor then throws something of a pass over to Proctor. Proctor's going to be taken with the ball about 10 metres inside the Sharks' end on tackle five. Last tackle. Kelly, Taylor. Big high kick comes down and taken by Aaron Gray, who's all of a sudden having a ginormous game.
Yeah, the second half has been really good. Their confidence in the timing is coming back to them very quickly.
Both sides just lifted the tempo now, realising 12 minutes to go. Both really trying to force an error with their defence as we see. One of the Sharks players, it's Cherry, stays down and he's holding his head. Generally when they do that, they're looking for a little bit of a crusher. Let's just see what's happened in that tackle.
17,113 people for the opening game of Magic Round.
Yeah, he tried to turn him a bit there. And there's a cause.
Okay, we might quickly go down to Dobbo on the sideline. Ben Dobbin. Good on you, Dobbo. Brayley now to Bakuya. And the Sharks with 11 to go. They were down 18-10 at halftime. Now it's 18-all. Brayley, Townsend. Townsend, Morris. Still going, the old-timer. Gets up and plays it just inside Titans half. Brayley out of dummy half. Then on to Townsend, who kicks in behind the winger. And Tony Gordon lets it go. They'll play it 10 metres out, or they'll put the scrum down 10 out from the Titans line. And that 10-minute clock is not far away. Triple M rocking the footy for Ream and for Maccas.
I reckon he tries to keep that ball in play if he had his time over. It was a lovely run by Morris. And on the back of that momentum, he went down the short side, had a little bit of support with him, did Townsend, and kicked the ball really hard and tried to put it over the sideline as we get a good shot out there of the famous Gold Coast identity. Anthony Don's behind.
Yeah, he had his crack out. He could park a push bike in there, couldn't he?
It was like, I thought it was Nathan Hindmarsh.
A mountain bike.
Harley Davidson. Anyway, he's got a fair bit of crack on him. And the ball comes down.
That's probably why he's infamous.
To Kelly. That's what made him a colourful Gold Coast identity.
Well, here we go, the Titans. Now, what can they do in the last 10 minutes?
10 minutes
game
to
on
go.
The line.
18-all. Played back now to Rain. Rain gets it away to Whitbread.
No,
Whitbread
Stockwell.
Turns. Oh, Stockwell.
Yeah.
Who gets up and plays it back now to Rain. Rain gets it away to Wallace. Wallace gets it to Taylor. Taylor gets it away to Gordon. And Gordon is going to play it just inside. Just inside the... Sharks into the field. Now the ball is with Arrow. Arrow gets it back to Rain. I think you'll find it's Whitbread. Now Rain goes again, and he plays it 10 metres inside the Sharks end of the field. On tackle five.
Oh, sorry, but you're right, mate.
Gets up and plays it back to Gordon. Gordon gets it back to Taylor. Up goes a big high kick. Pressure. Taken beautifully by Aaron Gray. Aaron Gray, what a return to the NRL. Puts the fend on. Then gets
good
caught in the
shot.
Old Malachi crunch.
What's the energy from the Titans' defence here?
Now,
good run by Josh Dugan, then coming out of trouble. 15 metres for the Sharks fullback, and on the back of that, Fecky takes one into the line maroon.
And he'll get up and play it back. That was a bit marginal too, that pass to Fecky. Now, Brayley goes to Morris. Morris takes it in up toward the halfway line. Can't get the pass away. 18 all and 9 to go as he plays it back to Blake Brayley again. Bakuya. Bakuya almost busts him open. But Wallace backslams him into the turf. Now is it too early for a field goal? Played back to Brayley. Now Townsend on from 40 out. A big high spinning kick. Comes down. Tony Don. Crack and all.
It was a great take.
Takes it beautifully.
Right in the bread basket.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of confusion here, have we? It is Stockwell, okay.
Yeah, that's
all,
yeah.
Well, the program says...
Yeah, I agree with you, mate.
Okay, no worries. Anyway, comes out to Peachy. Peachy will play at 18 metres his own side of the halfway line and played back then to Grimson. He gets a pass away to Wallace. Wallace up toward the halfway, and that's where he'll play at 5 metres his own side of the halfway line. Back then to Rain to get the pass away to Brimson. Puts a kick in, kicks it again, kicks it straight into the arms of Dugan. Now Dugan's away. Dugan's still going. Dugan away from one and two. I don't know that he should have kicked it again,
no,
Brimson.
Shouldn't. And this is what they're doing. The Titans are going for the all or nothing play, Gerds.
Townsend. Oh. And now it comes out for Capel. 18 all. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. 7.5 to go. Here's Morris. Gets out of the Wallace tackle.
Oh, good run.
Now they might be working for the old FG boys.
Josh Morris has been great for them, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Played back to Blake Brayley. Goes to Gallen. Gallen to Flanagan. Flanagan to Cherry. Inside one. Inside two. Back to Flanagan. Over the 20. Looks for support, Flanagan. Takes the tackle 11 metres out and 10 in from touch. Peachy.
Punch.
Peachy's thrown a punch.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Tyrone Peachy?
It was unnecessary.
Unnecessary?
It was unnecessary.
Go yeah, take. But Flanagan also,
wow.
I think he sort of
unnecessary
forearm into his head. Like yeah, it was a bit
did.
Of...
He did.
Yeah, but still, I agree, he shouldn't have done that punch.
You know, and now Flanagan, who hasn't been kicking the ball well at all, you got Chad Townsend there, who's a really good kicker and kicked for the Sharks in previous seasons. With the game on the line, Del, who do you give the football to?
Mate, Flanagan. Chad Townsend, he wants to step up, but if you take it away from, young Flanagan, you're taking away his confidence a little bit. What would you do, mate? You're a kicker, I should be asking you.
Oh, well, I mean, I the game's on the line here, and he's struck a couple pretty poorly. So I think I like Chad Townsend as a kicker. He's got a steady hand. He likes these sort of situations. So in this situation, I'd give Chad a kick.
Yep.
Tyrone Peachy, what is a bloke thinking? 18 all with 7 minutes to go, gives away a penalty, 20 metres out, a very kickable range, and here is young Flanagan. Only kicked one from four tonight, as the boys say. He hasn't been on tonight.
Yeah. And this is from a similar spot to the last two that he missed. It's a little further in, but it's still just outside that 10-metre. Well, it's on the 10-metre line, so they call those the tram lines.
Yeah.
And it's very gettable, you're right, but it's on his bad side, and he's just been pushing these ones out past the right-hand upright. So hopefully he can correct that error and hit this one sweetly.
18-all on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard.
What are you thinking, Gerds? Back him in or out? I'll back the kid in. What do you think? Maroon?
I think he'll miss it. 10 in from touch, 22 metres, 23 metres back. 18 all now. Kyle Flanagan, big pressure on the kid. NRL game four for Kyle Flanagan. Here he comes, moves in, hits it. Nice.
Got it.
Really nice. Over she goes. Titans now trail. Sharks 20, Titans 18. On the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard is Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Celebrating the big game? Make a visit to Paddy's Markets, Haymarket or Flemington for all your fresh food needs. Fresh fruits and vegetables, seafood, meats, poultry, nuts, deli goods and more. With over 1,500 stands in two huge locations, you're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Yeah, visit paddysmarkets.com.au.
Showed some real nerve there, yeah. Young Flanagan, as we see the Titans probably go for a short one.
Yeah, it is a short one. And they... it's batted Don. Back, but Tony Don knocks it on. Tony Don knocked it on. He might have got. He might have run away and scored.
But even if he didn't, they won, you know, first tackle. Sure, tackles.
Watch for the push, Dave.
15 metres out.
So what happened here, the Sharks batted it back toward their own goal line.
Oh, my goodness.
Tony Don got to it, but he just couldn't take it.
It's sort of shocking that it actually landed in his hands.
Yeah.
But and then he stepped the player there, so I reckon you're right, Maroon. I reckon he goes on with it.
Stay here, guys.
4 minutes 22. 4 minutes 42 seconds left. Sharks 20, Titans 18. Triple M rocks the footy.
There's been a couple of moments in the last 5 or 6 minutes for the Titans. Obviously Brimson when he made that break. Obviously Peachy's before that one just there.
Here's Bakuya. I mean, look, it just feels like some things like that, only a Gold Coast Titans player
100%.
Would throw a punch 20 metres out while it's 18 all.
Well, he had some issues with ill-discipline to start the game, Peach, and then made up for it there with a nice try and some really good defence. But you're right, that time, just that little brain explosion.
I'm going to call that knock-on from Tony Don the Macca's moment. I've called it Macca's moment. I'm loving it. Uh-huh. Tony Don might not be.
This girl's been outstanding. I don't know if you said it before. Mate, he's taken the tough carries. 187 metres, 20 hit-ups.
I reckon all their experienced players tonight, Dell in Gallen, yep. Morris, Townsend and Dugan
yeah.
have been exceptional.
Bakuya.
4 minutes left in this game. 2018 Sharks. There's a bomb. Gordon gets under it. They've probably got a couple of sets, though. There's still 3 minutes and 48 seconds left. Taylor back to Kelly. And Kelly's going to be taken by Bakuya. No, he doesn't. He pops it away to Arthurs. Here goes Arthurs up the middle of the field. And he's going to get up and play it back now. 19, his own side of halfway.
Oh, great hands. Rains
throws it to Wallace. It was a shocking pass.
Hey, what about the front rower, mate? Picking it up and around his ankles there.
Now, Mitch Rain again. Now Brimson. Brimson gets it away to Arrow. They're not done yet. The Titans trail by 2. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. Played back now to Rain, who goes right, then comes open, then floats one across to Wallace.
You've got
Wallace gets
there.
It away to Brimson. Brimson to Peachy. Peachy kicks in behind Gray, but he puts too much on it, and it finds touch. 9 out from the Sharks' line. Sharks 20, Titans 18. Triple M rocks the footy.
Well, Peachy's just having one of those games. He's trying everything. Put the little kick in there. The opportunity was there. They just can't take a trick. The Titans on Magic Round.
Thank you, mate.
No. Yeah. Well, they led 18-10 at half time.
Okay, so, once again, like, their mistakes, the confidence, they just can't play 80 minutes of football.
So we're going to scrum it down. 10 metres out. Sharks to get the feed. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. You will think that the Titans will get one more throw of the dice here. But right now, the Sharks should get the ball. Flanagan feeds the scrum. And so it comes out now for Aaron Gray. 15 metres out from their own line. The Sharks will play it on tackle one. They're in no hurry. Back to Brayley. And then it goes across to Capel, who'll get up and play it back 20 out. Back to Blake Brayley again, across to Morris. Morris gets out of one and two and three. Here he goes again, Morris.
Wow.
Beautiful run metres from Morris. We'll have to have a look at those run metres shortly. Gets up and plays it back now to Townsend. Bakuya. Bakuya out of one. Bakuya tries to duck under Kelly. And he'll get up and play it back his own side of halfway, but only just. Then Brayley goes to Jack Williams. Peachy got him high. Peachy's in the wars, in the wars. Maybe they don't get another shot at them, the Titans.
No, you just go on, when you take a set out here.
Yeah.
Minute and 20 seconds, 30 seconds, try and roll it in. Repeat set. If that should close the game out here, if you take it slow enough.
mate, Paul Gunn, 189 metres.
Joy Arrow. Spoke about the video. He only did 40 seconds. Chad, let's go, mate. Let's go.
Joy Arrow, 160 metres. Mitch Rain, 50 tackles. Yeah. Jaden Bailey, 38 tackles.
Yeah. 90 seconds left in this
time
game.
Out. Yeah. Time
gonna, out.
Now, the Sharks are going to have had an absolute committee meeting.
Yeah,
they'll do here.
Yeah, smart. Townsend and Gallen.
Yeah. I'll get a full set now, and that's game over.
So,
Titans.
This, they're their own worst enemy.
They are.
They really
I agree, Maroon. I don't want to be harsh on them. I feel sorry for a guy like Joy Arrow.
Like Garth Brennan.
Yeah, and him too.
Played back now to Blake Brayley at dummy half. And now it is with Flanagan. Flanagan to Gallen. Gallen will go straight into Mitch Rain and Wallace and play it about 12 metres out centre field. Gets up, plays it back now. Flanagan, he gets it away to Bakuya. Bakuya hits and spins but can't get the pass away. And Proctor goes for a one-on-one steal. Tackle three. 50 seconds to go. Jack Williams charges for the line. But he's denied by Gordon and Proctor. 40 seconds left in the game. Tackle four. Brayley gets it to Gallen. He must score. Gal, he twists and turns and gets the ball down. I think you'll find Gal gets a try right on full time. Paul Gallen in game 333.
You know what? Our man there, Ben Dobbin on the sideline, he said Paul Gallen would score a try.
And we get man of the match, and I think he's got a long way to doing that as well. Well done, Robbo. Yeah, what a moment for Gallen. He deserved that.
He was great. He's been great tonight. But you know what? Once again, young Brayley there, real smart, comes out and just turns him. And, mate, Gordon put his body on the line. So hard to stop there.
It was great lead-up work by Williams. You spoke about him, and you're a bit of a fan of young Williams.
Yeah, I love him, mate. He's a tearaway.
He's run really hard there, got himself in a position where now Gow's going to take the goal kick for some reason. But it's been a great, another brave win by the Sharks and another opportunity lost by the Titans.
Oh, Tyrone Peachy. Jeez.
It's full-time Sharks 24, Titans 18. But Paul Gallen having a kick from right in front. As I say, game 333 for the veteran.
It's his second win there at Suncorp Stadium now.
Moves in.
Hit it nice.
And hits it beautifully.
Oh.
No mistake. Paul Gallen gets a try and a goal. And the Sharks trailed 18-10 at halftime. Come back and win the game 26 points to 18.